traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We didn't quit YouTube. We were told to get off YouTube. Yeah. By the FBI. Yeah. This is legit.
Why are you doing that? Why are you looking at yourself like that?
Just making sure I don't look.
I hate when prepping, training, wrestling Logan turns back into fashionista Logan with the Prada jacket.
Oh,
take the Prada jacket.
Stop,
especially
Mark.
When a fellow Ohioan is coming.
Come on.
Don't even get me started.
Come on.
You're a sicko.
Smile more. We have a great guest today.
I see what you did there and I like it. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. The channel's flying and we love it. We'd love that you guys give us your time every week. And for those of you who are subscribed, thank you. But I think 50% of the people who watch our videos aren't actually subscribed.
Who are they?
Why?
Who are these people?
What are you doing? Who?
They stumble upon the video like, this looks interesting.
It's free.
Like,
it's bro, literally
just
free.
Hit the button.
Just hit it.
Hit it. It says subscribe. Click it right now. And one of the people, weirdly today that we're saying this, who clicks the subscribe button on today's video will be winning $10,000. In USD,
yeah, that's
from
a lie.
Logan.
He's lying. That is not true.
What if somebody clicked and they just unclicked because they got so mad?
No, that's what they do. They're crafty.
I've been starting a lot of trouble lately.
I know.
I'm ready for it.
It's your deal, Mark. You get old, all of a sudden you want to smoke with everyone.
You just said earlier that on the last episode that JJ KSI at 29 has all life ahead of him. I'm 37. It's not that different.
Thanks, Milt.
Milt made a noise.
Oh my God.
Should we bring on the guest? I don't know if I want to bullshit with you guys for that long.
Yeah.
Yep.
This guy's important. This guy's very important.
Well, even more preface before that. This guest has been one of the most sought after, desired, commented on, wanted guests in the history of this entire show.
And we've tried.
We've tried for so long.
And we locked him in a couple times, but it just fell through. But we finally have him. We are here in Nashville, Tennessee. This is a YouTube legend. He's back. He's back after a long break. We've missed him. The internet has missed him. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Roman Atwood.
Wow. Finally. 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 Oh, don't forget to high five, George. Don't forget to high five. This can go very badly. Every comment.
I'm no longer smiling anymore.
Listen, I was waiting to go through the table after watching Logan's performance last night. Epic.
Oh, thank you.
What the heck? And I've been staring at this for a long time. Can I?
Get your hands on some ice prime. Yeah.
Have you tried prime, obviously?
Yeah, I've all the primes, but I don't have this.
Got it.
So this is new and fresh for me.
You have not tried ice pop? No. They're saying it's the best flavor.
One, yep. It is the best flavor.
Hands down.
I've been told to rename it Sex in the Mouth.
After that intro you gave me, best flavor.
Thanks, Roman.
It's like I paid for that. Holy cow.
Dude, I'm so stoked to have you on the podcast. Finally.
Look, it's an honor to be here, man. Stop it.
Can I
say something real quick?
Sure.
Because I've never, ever got to say this in my whole life. Welcome to the number one podcast. Let's go.
Look, it's data.
It's data. It's facts.
When you talk about stats and facts, talk about Impulsive. You're amazing. You came to Nashville for SummerSlam?
For you, man. The kids have never seen it. We've never been to WWE. And
ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Ever. I got to tell you, that's a strange first event. It is. because the fan base is so loyal. Everyone around me is commentating on every aspect of the show. I have no clue what's going on.
What's going on,
at all.
Yep,
yeah.
No. And they know everything. They do the chants. They pick their favorite characters.
Yeah.
And they roll with them. The fandom is incredible. And it is new to me too. You understand? I'm having the same reaction as you. You know, all of us are. We're like, yo, this is interesting.
They get so invested into the storyline.
Yeah. Yes, it's a little strange at first, like I say. But man, I can see the energy. I can see the vibe. The WD, they go so big.
Yeah.
Fireworks and tractors and Logan Paul's, dude. Crazy.
Brock Lesnar picked up the ring with a tractor.
Yeah.
Sending Roman Reigns flying down a 45-degree decline. Absurd. They go so hard. It's why I love it. They're edgy. You know, they push. Yeah, dude. Well, I appreciate that you came to support me because for those of you who don't know, you've supported me for a very, very, very long time before I was ever even really notable. You're from Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Like myself. And we've always bonded over that. And your YouTube career has been prolific and you set the bar so high so early. And a lot of people, including myself, modeled their careers after you. And so when you invited us to your house to come hang out and make videos, you know, we drove to the middle of nowhere.
Literally. Actually, you pulled up beside me and you looked worried before we got to the house.
Roman, I was concerned.
Yeah, you were.
Not a joke. You live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I moved out there thinking nobody would find me. You know, like this is a great place.
Yeah.
Nope.
They should have found you.
Yeah.
I want to get into this.
Yeah.
I mean, do we do it?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So many different ways.
But that was that your first YouTube video?
I think that so, man.
That's crazy.
That was like my first attempt to like try to make a kind of good YouTube video from Vine. Oh, you know, that's how long ago we're talking, y'all. I had to be 19.
You were young blood, man.
Yeah. And you were running YouTube at the time.
I had a good thing going.
Just to add to it also, the first time I ever met you, ever, was with him.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The first time I ever met you.
Was that the first time meeting Logan, too?
Ever.
It was like
in person at Travis Pastrana's.
Yeah. Travis Pastrana's house. That was the first time I ever met him. And you were there, and we had this, you know, magical weekend of smashing shit and jumping off stuff and now look at us, dude.
And just
to echo, I mean, dude, like you have always been so fucking supportive, bro. You have been just incredible to even call a colleague or a person in the same space and anything I ever needed or a little hype or a little encouragement or confidence boost, you always offered it, bro.
So I wanna kind of pivot back and forth. You had the daily vlogs and the family channel on lock. How long did you daily vlog for?
I think it was about 5 years. Yeah.
I mean,
I missed some days. I think without missing a day, it's probably like almost 600, 500.
That's so long, man. So you got me beat by a lot.
Yeah.
But you set the tone for YouTube because that format became the format, right?
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't start it. I just had a great thing going. I think I was the only one capitalizing on this country grown family dad. Mm. Like everybody was going to LA. Everybody was filming the same vlogs on the same streets. And I had that opportunity and I was like, nobody's the Tim Allen of YouTube. Nobody's like the guy that's in his backyard with his kids and his wife and his dogs. Mm. And that, I don't know. I think I just jumped on that. And I also went from rated R to PG. And that was a huge jump, scary jump.
Yeah.
Because my whole career was rated R.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I went, boom, clean. No more language, safe for kids, safe for mom and dad, safe for grandma. And it ended up, you know, five times in my rated R content.
It is funny how being clean, not cursing, and keeping it PG can expand your audience in such a big way.
It's such a double-edged sword because I'm not very funny PG. Like, I'm funnier if I can drop the F-bomb, I can be more edgy. PG was tough for me is instantly dad jokes. Everything clean to dad
You're
going to
get a lot of joy.
I literally just got done telling Logan about this. I always talk about Jesus. I'm not bringing it up right now. Yeah. I'm just telling you what I do.
I love it. I'll talk Jesus all day.
And there's only one comment that destroys my soul. One. It's like, how do you talk like that and then talk about God? And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I say shit like that. So I get mad. But my thing was like, it's always about intent. My soul, I'm not like going across the street and be like, yo, fuck you to some dude. Like, it's always like a little like play.
Jesus wasn't cussing?
I think it's like no swearing in my the way I perceived it is like swearing from your heart. So if I swear at you in a bad way, that's how I saw it. But now I'm kind of like, you know, I'm on a platform where I'm trying to set an example. So I actually just this week, I'm trying to like stop swearing. Not even on the platform.
You're not doing
in my actual real life.
You dropped a couple there.
No, I know. It's going to be hard, bro. Yeah, like, it just flies off my tongue.
I know the concept, though. A clean mouth is a clean heart.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But also at the end of the day, I feel like you have to do whatever is most off. Like if somebody came to me and they were like, yo, Mike, we have this opportunity for you. Family channel, PG content. We're going to move you to Ohio. We're going to set you up with a couple tractors, a couple kids. We're going to need you to stop swearing, stop talking about porn stars and smoking.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Crack. I can't even do it. Like, bro, I
should start smoking crack.
Maybe.
Got that one.
But like, I don't know if I could do it. They're like, yo, we have a huge Disney sponsorship for you. It would never work.
Yeah, so the real thing for me is that was me. My kids were hitting an age where I was like, man, I don't know if I want to. You know, it was just real. It was authentic. I'd have to fake it. I didn't have to act like the wild guys. It was actually just me. I was just a chill dude.
Because before that, your more R-rated stuff, you ran the prank game.
Pranks. Yeah, man.
That's the big Roman explosion at first, no?
Yeah. I started in sketches, like real edgy, controversial sketches.
Yeah.
For 2 years, dude, they were terrible. They sucked. And the pranks started to surpass that.
What were some of your most viewed pranks? Like, these are videos you've seen. 100%. You have access to the internet, and you forget that Roman was the one that made them.
So I had a lot of big ones that went viral, like the peeing in front of cops. I was like the first YouTuber to prank police. And I was like, I'm going to capitalize on police. I want to make money off police. Who does that? But I had this niche that I could do it legally. And that was the rarity. Nobody was doing it. And all the pranksters on YouTube at that time were family friendly.
Hmm.
So we were pranking cops and getting arrested, and it was so edgy. It was easy. But I saw pranks coming to an end as well. And we had a great run with pranks. But the pee prank, the prank that changed my life was the ball pit video where I filled my house with balls.
Yeah, crazy.
And that was a wild one. That was a lot of people don't know that was for Nissan. I made that video for Nissan for the Super Bowl. What? And like 2 days before the video went up, Nissan hits me up and they're like, hey, we want a Nissan logo on this video somewhere. And that wasn't the deal. I was like, guys, you gotta trust me. This video is gonna go viral because it doesn't say Nissan. Nissan can do anything. But a guy in his living room with his family, this is gonna go viral.
Yep.
Huge heated fight for 2 days.
Oh, man.
I eventually said, keep all your money. I'm gonna just post my video, which was huge because they had to pay me no matter what. And then like Hail Mary manager calls me. He's like, dude, they want to pay you. They just want to post it in a week on their channel. And I was like, bad idea. It's going to go viral. It's going to be dead in a week. And I was like, as a joke, throw in a Nissan GTR too. 30 minutes later, they're like, done.
No way.
Video goes up. It's one of my most viral videos, you know, one of those 100 millers. And big heads of Nissan were fired. They were threatened to blacklist me. Like, it was a heated, like, weird. Like, they just didn't listen. They didn't listen to me.
You were part of that generation, though, where now brands have to trust the organic nature of the creator.
Yeah.
Because of the shit you went through when trying to work with, you know, these big corporations.
That's my biggest thing on the phone was, you hired me. You have to trust me.
Mm-hmm. Wild West days of Wild branding. West, I mean, yeah. I worked with you. That's how I met you. Yeah. It was through Lovesac. And we had that down pat from the start. I never told anybody what to do. I mean, we had ideas, but you guys ran the show. And now every brand knows that's the only way to do it. You know?
Is it crazy to you how... Man, you filled your house with these balls.
No.
And now, like, that type of content is so regular.
It's every day, you bro. Know,
yeah.
It's every day, bro. The thing is, when I did that, it was so hard for me. I remember fronting $40,000. At that time, I was like, I never paid 40 grand for anything, dude.
You paid 40 grand for like 20,000 little balls.
Yeah, man. So it was like a huge front. I was shooting this video no matter what. And it did change my career because that put me in at that time. It was like the highest viewed Super Bowl ad of all time ever created by an influencer.
Yeah.
So I had every big brand in the world wanting to work with me. And it was just at that point, it was just like brand money just pouring in. It was good.
And then I remember he TP'd Howie Mandel's house, which was a massive video, right?
It's beautiful.
Howie's like first foray online.
It was beautiful,
like,
man.
So good, bro.
I got to tell you this.
All right.
I sounded like GP for a second there. We've been on the road for what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, sure.
The hair around my balls it looks like a forest, bro. So some sort of bush.
Well, Manscaped's here to save the day, Mike. Well, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are not so smooth right now. You heard that right. Your friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls are as smooth as Floridian sand. We all love cold beers and barbecues, not killing the vibe with pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has the Performance Package 4.0 to keep the party in your pants looking crisp and refreshing all summer long and even after summer. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Keep it fresh and clean by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code Logan. The thing is waterproof and can help reduce the risk of nicks, ingrown hairs, and trimming accidents. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Logan at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Logan at manscaped.com. Turn your package into the full package with Manscaped. Not back.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The show. And the thing that really separated you, the merch, baby.
Smile More was so good. Oh my God. And I was kind of still early in the merch game for YouTubers.
Yep.
You know, it was like, and everybody was using like a Spreadshirt and Teespring. And I was like, I'm going to do this in my basement. Yeah. Britt and I started in my living room. And
weren't you packaging yourself and packaging and shipping for yourself?
Every order ever.
Did you hire your brother? Or I thought you hired like your family to go into the garage. And
lots of family members. Yeah, for a while. Yeah, it was like 3 shifts. Yeah, it was crazy.
It was worth it though.
Yeah, it was cool.
You cashed out.
We did like 700,000 orders over those.
What is that gross?
It was over 20 million.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I remember because you were doing it, right? And I was just starting YouTube and I was like, merch is so much work. Like, is there really that much money in it? And you're like, dude, trust me. And then Jake started doing it first and he's like, yo, these merch numbers are insane.
Yeah. We learned a lot late too. We could have capitalized even more early, but you know, we do it ourselves and it was so fun to do it as a family. Keep it small, keep it all. That's kind of my motto. And just getting to grow it and the viewers supporting they get to watch me every day grow it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was handing it out.
Plus the message. Yeah. You really mean that? You really want people to smile more? Are you smiling more? Is it hard to be positive sometimes?
Well, I mean, I think the smile can be great camouflage too. It's a little risky. But you know, smile more. Those two words came about when I was working in the factory.
Yeah.
Like almost 30 years old with very little to show, crying, like depressed. And I would just trick myself. Dude, smile more. Get over it. And you'd be surprised how quick you can switch off that depression.
He's huge on that.
Massive.
Yeah.
Because it's not just what it does for you, but it's what it does for other people that are around you.
So it helped me so much for many years that I was like, maybe I'll just say this at the end of one of my videos. And I didn't come out with merch for a while. It was when I started getting requests for merch. I was like, heck, I'll put Smile More on a t-shirt. And then Britt was handwriting like 6 orders a day. And
that you were smiling more when you saw that check.
It's cool, man. But it was just a great venture on top of YouTube and the other revenue streams.
For sure.
And to this day, I tell all influencers, like, I have so many buddies killing it with no merch. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Money left on the table.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, also, I think influencers often get trapped in trying to create a brand that is a reach for them or just not cool, not familiar or relatable. Mm-hmm. Smile More is strong. It's a strong brand.
Yeah, grandma can wear it.
Yeah.
Little Billy can wear it.
Yeah, and especially now, man, it's funny. In the same way that the, you know, I filled my pool with Orbeez, I filled my house with balls, got outdated. Mm-hmm. Merch right now is so saturated. Creators are having a much harder time trying to sell merch and making numbers like you know, we used to.
Yeah. Well, people are still putting their name on a shirt.
But
if I was putting Roman Atwood on t-shirts, I ain't
selling. Besides Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Yeah. But Mr. Beast is way cooler than his name. Mm. You know? Smile More was a brand outside of Roman Atwood was my goal.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could buy that t-shirt without knowing who I was. That was my original goal day one. Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. And then you mentioned working in the factory because your come up was insane.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years old and you decided to make this pivot to YouTube. And then I know you met someone very important that changed your life in a big way.
Lots of people.
ended up burying your children.
Yeah, man.
Britt is here.
I wish she'd just step in and sit beside me for a second.
Do you want to
drop in?
You're way better looking than me. You're way better looking than me. George is lonely over here.
And I could even get up and give you this whole entire microphone.
No. She met you right when, you know, started from the bottom type situation.
We actually started the very first YouTube channel together. Day one, first video. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, man. So probably 3 years losing money on YouTube, working in factories. She was working in dental. And it was like 2.5-3 years before we ever made like a dollar on YouTube.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like 58 cents was my first
check.
What was it about your operation that made her want to believe in it? Was it just the power of love?
I think we were just fascinated with each other and just connected at the hip. So whatever she did, I was in, whatever I did. And to this day, dude, we do everything 24/7 together. Like, it's disturbing to most people. Like, nobody can do anything with me because she's with me.
No way.
Yeah, my buddies don't even hit me up anymore.
She's your best friend.
Best friend, soulmate. I 20 minutes without her, I'm texting her, I miss you. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's scary.
And you're not Mormon?
I am Mormon. Yeah, I actually am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh my gosh.
Wait, what does that have to do with love?
Are you?
What does that have to do with love? Yeah, we are.
That's a very Mormon quality.
Is it?
I think so.
But I wasn't Mormon when we met.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who is Mormon? Is she Mormon?
You're not fucking with me?
No. We're Mormon together now.
You're fucking with me. You're pranking me. You're pranking me.
What does that have to do with love, first of all?
But you weren't Mormon when you met.
So who converted? So what?
All right, here's this. I'll give you a real story.
This is fascinating.
This is something I've never told because I, 13 years on YouTube,
yep.
No religion, no politics.
Same.
So I'm going to break out of the box for you. Here we go.
Wow.
I've always been religious. I'm never part of any actual church. I've been to almost all churches, from Catholic to apostolic to, you know, you name it. When I was a young, I don't know, 14, 15, my mother and father joined the LDS, Mormon Church. It's not even Mormon anymore.
Yeah.
Mormon has such a bad rep that I think everybody likes to avoid it. But mom and dad joined when I was young, and I seen them change tremendously from drinking, smoking, partying to like, boom, off switch, family, raising kids the best they could, just being a good example.
Yeah.
About 3+ years ago, my mother passed away. We were all on vacation. She's on a scooter. She literally falls off a scooter, passes away on the spot.
I couldn't believe that.
Devastated. That
horrible.
That incident pulled Brittany and I both, without ever talking to each other about it, to church. We weren't going to join a church. We just had to be part of this thing that my mother was a part of. Like I something in my head was like, this is what she wants for me. And when we just kept naturally going, it was so heavy on me, man. Like it gave me so much hope and joy. My mom's passing was easier. My life became easier. I had more joy than I ever found skydiving in Dubai or a successful YouTube channel or all the money that I could ever want in a bank account. I had more joy following Jesus than I had with all of the world combined.
Wow.
And I couldn't deny it anymore. I couldn't deny it to the point where we started having missionaries over. And it felt so good to us that we joined and we both were baptized together same day. And we've been just trying to live as good humans, man. That's it. Like we're not too deep into the church, but we enjoy going and we just, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Dude, I am so happy for you. What an unexpected twist. Dude, I said it because the way you light up and the way you're describing your relationship with people you love, and especially her, your wife, is so rich. And I often get that vibe from Mormon people.
Yeah, what is it about that? Because even before we joined the church, you're 100% right. Like, I can almost meet someone and be like, they're Mormon.
Almost.
Like, are we just happy the time?
Like just genuine. There's like a brightness in your eyes.
Well, this is weird. Like what I just told you, there's this joy that I've found in my life outside of the world, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've done cool things in my career, in my life, like you are right now. And to find something that outweighs that is crazy.
Doesn't LDS have like a certain level of like simplicity involved in it? Like no booze. Can you drink coffee?
No.
I don't know if you do.
Yeah, the idea is that like, nothing that you could become addicted to. So coffee is something that people are addicted to.
So I guess what I'm getting at with that question is like when you remove a lot of life's like little luxuries or addictions or complications or, distractions, that simplicity oftentimes does bring an air of happiness and ease to your life. And so like I could see that being exhibited in the, you know, personalities and persons of that church and that way of thinking, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. Sense. It's still very new to us as well. You know, we're learning a lot. I've got three wives now, which is awesome.
Nah. So that's
I want you to say it's a prank, bro, right now.
You know what? It's something that we've never spoke about, but I'm happy to. It's just a joy we found, and I'm at a point in my life where I'm chasing that family joy now. Like I really want my kids to have the most incredible life. And that's another reason I brought them this weekend. I don't include them enough into my career and what we do. And I was like, it was hard for me not to bring them here today on set. But I was like, I don't know about these guys, man. keep my little innocence away from now, bro.
We swear too much. We are not Mormon.
No, it's awesome.
We are scumbags.
I didn't want to pop off the Brit topic too fast either, because she's obviously been a massive part of all of this. Working along people that you love or are friends with is an incredible obstacle sometimes and can be very tough. Is it always easy for you guys? Do you ever find yourselves in situations where you're like, wow, this is too much?
No, it's the weirdest gift that we have. Dude, we're obsessed with each other in every way, dude. I was just telling her like, no matter how old I live, even if it's an old man, it won't be enough time with her. Like, that's how I truly feel. Wow. And I worry about this.
So sweet.
I have these worries that, like, no matter how much time I have, it won't be enough. And I'm praying that I'll have her in the next life, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's true, man.
Y'all are really the king and queen of YouTube.
I don't know, man.
We
have this, like, it's a blessing, dude. It really is. She's a blessing to me, for sure.
I'm so happy for
you.
Yeah,
she's my anchor, so...
Damn, bro. Now you're making me rethink my list.
But it's a double-edged sword, right? Like I found when I was in the prime of YouTube, I found myself falling more into balancing family than YouTube, right? Instead of like going to that next step, going to the next mile, it was like, you know what? I'd rather build the home and build the... So my focus started to lean more towards family naturally.
And the internet saw that. I noticed it. I saw you kind of pull back and make that shift. And I have to commend you, because not a lot of people can do that unless, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot like I did, or like a lot of YouTubers end up doing, that you just drive yourself into the ground.
Well, another problem was leading up to my mom's passing. I was constantly talking to mom and dad. They're factory workers. Since I could walk, they're factory workers, dude, in the grind, hard labor. And I constantly talked to them about how much money is enough before you start enjoying your life. Mm. Like, how much do you need? How much could I help you obtain to where you enjoy life? Like, do we just work until we die? Mm. And I had this talk so much, man, and watching my mom pass before she got to enjoy life and go to Alaska and do these things that she dreamed of doing, it broke my heart to another level. How much money before you start enjoying life? How much money do I need in the bank before I take my wife and my kids and we go enjoy life, right? Like, how much do I actually need?
Yeah.
It's not that much.
Was it just the money also, or did you find yourself, like, we've talked to other daily vloggers and people in the space, like, did you find yourself addicted to that return of viewership and audience and always satisfying other people before yourself and the YouTube algorithm? Did you find yourself feeling like kind of a slave to all of it sometimes?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. It's an addiction. 100%. We didn't go to bed together for 3 years, probably. Literally, because I film and edit all night. And that was my grind. But there was a switch. And even now, we don't film much. But there's sometimes kids want to do something cool. I'm like, whoa, we don't have a camera. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Whoa, easy. Yeah, Wait a second.
It's still in my brain. Right, right. Like, it might be for life. But my ability to try to kick it off and just enjoy life is, it's different. It's different.
Go ahead.
I was going to pivot a little bit.
I was going to talk about the podcast because that was a way for him to pivot as well. What do you got? He started a podcast.
I know. I kind of want to go with my pivot.
Go with yours.
Would be great.
Okay, so I think about this. I'm not sure how much you extrapolated your career when you were doing YouTube. I don't know if you knew you were going to go from pranks to vlogs to family channel vlogs and have this really interesting, rich arc. But I think about that. I think about my future. I think about what it looks like. I think about what type of content I'll be creating, at what level. Because at the end of the day, the one thing I am is a creator. Mm. I'm a creator.
You're a performer, dude.
Creator of moments. Yes. Performer, creator of moments. You know, it's synonymous. And thank you. But the family channel, I keep playing with this idea. Was it hard for you? Did you have some sort of conversation with yourself? And I'm sure Britt, because the moment that you show your family, your kids on camera, and you're putting yourself and the people you love most in your life out there online for all to see, for all to judge, for all to make comments about, what is that like and how do you make that decision?
It's not a problem until it's a problem. Mm. See, it wasn't a problem until we got to new levels of vlogging that nobody had seen before. Nobody had seen 5 million views every upload, every day.
Yeah.
Nobody had that. So we were entering this new level of problems that I don't think anybody expected. I didn't. I never thought we'd even be big YouTubers. It became, I think because of the kids especially, we had 5 years, 24-hour police officers at our house. We hired most of the entire county police department, worked for us. The fire department, everybody was on call at all times. So we took nothing for granted. We did everything possible we could to protect our family. But yeah, I don't think anybody could have called the success we had. Like, it was just kind of an accident. Like, I worked hard, but I didn't. Daily vloggers, the biggest ones was 1 million. That was like the prank for Jesse and Gina.
Yep.
Wellens. Yep, they were crushing it. Nobody knew that you could go above that.
Yep.
So for us, it was just like, who knew?
But now, you know, are your kids seeing the effects of like getting famous young? Are they homeschooled, I assume?
Yeah, public school's a nightmare. We had to pull them out.
Like, what was happening?
Like if I have to go in to pick the kids up, it's just mayhem, right? It'd be like, you know.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it was wild. So homeschooled big time, which kind of sucks, dude.
For their social skills, I presume?
Yeah, like homeschool kids straight up can be weird socially. They can, yeah. Straight up. And that's the only thing I learned in school was social skills. I know how to speak as a human to people. Mm. Without that, man, it's, you know, you can be a little off with the way you speak.
Was the sacrifice worth it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because now my kids are getting to live like a different life. They're getting to live a really cool life. And, you know, Noah's 17 now. He's almost
your size, which is crazy. I was wondering.
Yeah, he's insane. He's a full-grown man-looking dude. So, like, they're growing, man. They're growing, and I love it.
Yeah. Well, not to go, you know, dark, but there was a turning point, right, where your safety was compromised.
Yeah.
And I believe that was the reason that you were absent for so long, correct?
Yeah, we didn't quit YouTube. We were told to get off YouTube. Yeah, by the FBI. Yeah, this is legit. Very legit.
And I'm assuming addressed this
on their podcast.
Yeah, we haven't really talked much about it. For one, this type of stuff goes on constantly to all types of people. And I hate the idea of like inspiring other people to do these things.
Sure.
But I will say this, people that are doing these things are, it's kind of wild to think about, but they're being monitored. Like this stuff's getting real hot. But the FBI works in crazy ways, man.
Crazy.
They spend time watching.
Oh, they'll find you.
They spend time watching you, man. Yeah. So I just caution everybody, like, you're doing this kind of stuff, like, you're probably on a radar already and you have no clue.
We've gotten swatted a couple of times, as I'm sure every creator has.
Yep.
I'd say 9 times out of 10, 3-4 years down the line, they catch the guy. He spends 10 years in prison.
It happens,
man. Hope that prank call was worth it, bucko. You know, the FBI's sharp. When they want something, they will find it.
Yeah, man. I hope, like, the best for these type of people, man. I don't know what's going through their head, but it doesn't end good. It just doesn't.
So what happened?
Yeah, we didn't give any context. You're a nasty stalker.
Yeah. We deal with some stalker. And we've had lots of them over the years. But you know the difference between this is an okay stalker and this isn't an okay stalker, right? Yep. Yeah, man, the FBI jumped on a case. And it was a long, painful case for many reasons. One, we had to just take it. You have to just take it, right? Because if we come out and say anything, then there's a chance he'll quit. The stalker will quit if we scare him off.
Oh.
The FBI needs this person to keep going, dig deeper, get in more trouble.
You were involved in a sting operation?
Bro, it was nasty, bro. And there's a lot of people involved. Scary stuff, though, man. Like the worst things you can think of. Yeah, it was really scary.
What was some of the stuff that he was...
So... just a short list of things. This person was able to get into our OnStar, lock our car on and off, shut our lights on and off. He'd send us pictures to our phone of all our cameras at the house. He would, you know, there'd be texts of like,
he was like a hacker.
I'm gonna hang your family on cross, burn your houses down, and like scary stuff, man. And when you got kids, it's like there's no play with that. There's no room for play. Like I don't even care if you're joking. Like there's no. Could get into anything, dude. Could literally text me what's in my accounts. And
you didn't know where he was coming from or who he was.
Yeah. Well, I kind of knew who he was, but you can't do anything. You need to let the FBI do it, right?
Was there ever a time where you weren't comfortable with that anymore? Where you got to a point where you're like, yo, it's extermination time. I'm in dad mode. Oh,
worst thing ever. I just trusted the FBI. They kept telling me to make sure that I just be patient with them.
But you also had high level security at your house.
We had the best that I could that I could do. Yeah. Yeah. We did like, I don't know, $1.5 million for security. Ugh. Yeah, man.
Expensive. So what ends up happening with this guy?
Currently, there's still a case. It's still big felony charges.
Do they have the guy?
This long of yeah.
Just a weirdo?
FBI, full raids, dude.
Just a guy?
Full. There's many people, but there's one particular that's heavy.
Why you? That was what confused me the most. Like, I'm watching all this unfold, and I'm like, why attack Rome? Like, you live in your quaint little life in Ohio with your family, trying to be positive online. Like,
well, that's what I try to tell people. Whether you're controversy or not, you're gonna have hate. Ugh. You know, you gotta. I had the Uber driver on the way over here knew you and Jake, and we were talking about controversy and what sells. And he was like, "Whether you're good or bad, you're gonna sell." Yeah. And I'm like, "That's me, man. I try to be so good and lift." My job is to literally create better people, dude. I want to inspire you. I want you to create a career. I want you to do your best. And then I go through FBI case and like it's scary stuff, man. Yeah.
Was it hate that he was exhibiting all, like was it an obsession? Like, why exactly
most
targeting you?
All situations I've ever had is they're either in love with Britney, love. Like, they change your, they turn our insurance off to all our cars. We're driving with no insurance, don't even know it, right?
Oh my God.
They change the marital status to Britney single. And then the email would be like, you know, I'm in your wife. And like, it's creepy stuff, dude. Creepy. Like,
I don't know how you had the restraint. I think it's demented.
So I was going to say, like, I had some of this with Lana. Because the porn stars, it's a whole different level. I mean, these guys get this immense obsession with their digital idol. And so I was getting some of that kind of stuff. Like, yo, like, and they would come to LP's house sometimes and throw stuff over the fence and that screamer name out in the street. Oh, like,
we had a couple zingers. Yeah. Helicopters. One guy drove his spray painted car, had some like weird cryptic message on the side, like halfway over our driveway and into the
that
fence.
That was wild.
Helicopter came over. It's, you know, when you sign up to be a creator, there is no going back.
It's truly a real double-edged sword.
You can't become unfamous either. Like for the rest of your life, even if you are fucking dead, broken, irrelevant, you are still, your face.
It's weird, dude. It's weird. And now I don't have a single kid who knows who I am. They're all full grown dudes. And every single person says, dude, I used to watch you when I was a kid.
That's wild,
right?
Like, I get told that. I got told it yesterday.
It's that's my viewership now as adults, and that's what pushed me to move to, you know, a new chapter, is like try to capitalize on my audience now, and, you know, inspire. Keep
this
inspiring.
Is where they are. Podcasts.
Yeah, they're either driving to work or they're in college or in the gym, and they're full grown humans now, man.
You record in Ohio with Britt?
Yeah. We have we rock the podcast together. It's brand new. Like, we're little babies, dude.
Do you like it?
We're like barely figuring audio out, dude. We're like, what do we do? We're babies, and so fun.
Right?
It is so fun. Yeah.
You got that plaque real quick, though.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you got a little jump start.
What do you guys talk about on it? Like, what's the theme?
So for now, since we're so new, it's just depending on the guests. Like, whoever's on, man, share your story, lift people. We just had Steve-O on, and
oh, cool.
Yeah, we're just having whoever wants to come that has a story.
Do they have to make it to Ohio?
So, unfortunately, we're not mobile yet, but I think the goal would be to get mobile.
Yeah, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. You could just bring mics around and just.
It'll have to happen, right? Yeah. Ohio?
Yeah, it's
come to Ohio.
Bro, it's also not just Ohio. Yeah. Like, I'm from Ohio. You're like, from Ohio.
Yeah. Well, the studio is not yet, but it's got a place in downtown Columbus.
You still go to that little bagel shop? Remember, he took us to that little bagel shop? It was like a little coffee bagel shop.
Well, we're Mormons can't have bagels. So
what?
It's a prank, bro.
Is that a prank?
Yeah, we can have bagels.
It's like, I'm Jewish, you idiot. I was like, oh, what?
Oh my God.
I'm Jewish, dude. I don't even know what shop you're talking about.
Damn. So fuck that place, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
When we went there, you said very specifically, you're like, I come here every morning.
Really?
Every morning or like every Sunday or something.
Yeah, I was lying 100%.
Right, it was a prank. That was a prank, bro.
You say to us sometimes, you'll be like, you guys are flying out to New York, pop in.
Please.
But like, how do you pop in there, like Columbus?
Pop in, you got fancy jets, bro. You pop
in. That's him, bro.
You
not me, dude. In. I'm in 36F, bro, next to the bathroom.
Brittany and I just we just got the agreement yesterday for we're buying a chopper, dude. Helicopter.
No way.
Yeah, I'm spinning. We're together. Like I said, everything together. We're doing our pilot's license together.
You're doing
We're both gonna be helicopter pilots.
No way. That's so cool, dude.
And we're buying a nice chopper so that we can just learn in that chopper. Yeah.
So sharp. How much is it?
It's reasonable. It's reasonable.
300K?
No.
Oh man,
it's like 700.
You got a chopper.
It's nice, dude. It's nice, but that's still cheap for choppers.
You were also the first person, I think, anyways, that I followed that started buying toys like the choppers, like the big guns, like the go karts, right? And you have a lake in your backyard or a little pond?
Yeah, I did. That's at my old house, but I don't know, man. I'm just a kid at heart and got a little money, and I always used my money to make more money. So every toy I bought made more. And it's just, you know, I could write those toys off as a business expense and just keep going, rolling it.
So sick. So yeah. I'm jealous of the chopper.
Get one.
Can you, you know, I have my skydiving license. perhaps perhaps I could jump out of your helicopter.
What you guys? I don't doubt. Yeah, we could.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm not a pilot yet.
What a conversation.
I'm gonna.
Hey, man, can I jump out of your copter?
No, I said perhaps. Yeah, I can jump out. Perhaps I could jump out of your chopper.
Yeah, it's not something I'm gonna just do the 40-hour class. I'm gonna spend like the next year. I'm gonna hire a pilot, and he's gonna spend the next year with us both just chopping.
Oh, sharp.
Yeah. So you could do what, by the way? Like take that thing from Columbus to Cincy? Yeah, like what's
I would just be here with the family. We just fly here. Boom.
Yeah. What's the range going to be on that bad boy?
As far as you want. You fuel up, takes jet fuel. Far.
That's awesome.
No, it's a quick flight.
That's so cool.
Quick flight.
Really?
Yeah. Probably less than 2 hours. Yeah.
I was going to pay for my dad to get his license because he's at my ranch. I have a ranch now. He'd be
beautiful.
Proud of me.
Beautiful. I am already proud of you just knowing that.
84-acre ranch. Heck yeah, and he's the groundskeeper. And that's in the middle of a mountain basin. And I was going to pay for him to get his chopper's license. So he could chop her over the hill and over the mountain. And all that. But the thing is, he's Greg Paul.
Here's the thing I think with helicopters.
Do we want to put him in the...
Nope.
I think with helicopters, it's like a passion.
I'd rather walk.
A passion.
Yeah. Like when I get in one, like I'm through the roof.
Oh,
dude.
No way.
Yeah, you put the CCR in the headset. And you're just in Vietnam, dude. You're just flying. Yeah, dude.
Why is that the must go to song? Fortunate Son, right? That's the
yeah.
Name.
It's because it's in all the movies we watch.
Every movie. If you're in a helicopter, there's only one song that matters. Fortunate Son.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, there's some AC/DC that flies too.
Do you? Not even like a tiny back of the mind thing with the choppers. Like I went with Kobe, and it was over for me. I've been in a couple since we took one from London to Stonehenge, but like. I don't know those fuckers. They bother me.
Yeah, well, that's where I want to spend a lot of time in one. I want to be legit.
Yeah,
so no goofery. I want to do it legit.
Bring a parachute with you, maybe.
Yeah.
No, it apparently there's a phenomenon that I think this is what happened with Kobe's pilot, where if you're flying in cloud cover, it's like pilot's vertigo, where you don't know which way is which. You don't know what is up, what is down, what is left, what is right, and you kind of just get lost in the sauce.
That's just a bad accident all around.
Yeah, that wasn't
like a normal helicopter flight. That was just a bad situation. Typical helicopter though is pretty darn safe.
Pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, you got to practice. You go all the way up and just shut the motor off, and you got to land that thing. Yeah.
You tied with the Diesel Bros at all?
No,
not at all.
No,
you guys would be home.
I know,
because you know he just bought it. I think he bought a fucking Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Bought a Blackhawk.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd be best friends.
I think it's the first like private sale of a Blackhawk, like massive helicopter.
But he's an ex like Army pilot, right? Or something.
That I don't know, but
he used to fly choppers.
He flies them very well.
Yeah, then he would have been an ex like pilot. I'm sure.
You guys would get along.
Oh, no doubt, for sure.
Are you consuming much content? Watching this new generation of creators?
I'm so behind, dude. I literally am with my family if I'm not doing this stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to be, but I got a lot of like new young guys that are on my team that are keeping up, and my kids know who's hot.
For sure.
So,
which is interesting because kids are a good gauge. I think about this when I'm starting to become out of touch. Hopefully I have kids who can be the gauge of what's going on, what's popping, right? Because I don't want to be browsing my phone all the time, but they will be. Who do they tell you? Who are you watching?
Well,
who are they watching?
When my 10-year-old was six, he was telling me to buy Dogecoin. I didn't even know what it was.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's the dumbest thing ever. Well, when he was like, I don't know, last year or so, he's like, I told you, Dad.
Oh my God.
Like 70 cents.
He's rich with $70 million. He's like, Papa.
But that's the new generation gets all this. Like, they get it. Six years old, they're already in on this stuff.
And are they watching Beast?
Yeah, I think who isn't?
Are you fascinated? Do you have any thoughts on the way this guy has commercialized his version of YouTube?
Here's what I'm excited about. I've been on YouTube long enough to see each level, right? And when somebody's at Mr. Beast level, which used to be way less, everyone assumes it can never get bigger. And what I'm excited for is to see who the next guy is that shows the next numbers.
Yeah.
Because it keeps happening. All of a sudden, these guys are going to be at 500 million views a video. And, you know? Like, it's going to keep going.
I think Beast is the next guy. I think he just is. There's more Beast 2.0, Mr. Beast 3.0.
I wouldn't doubt it. This dude's like, a genius.
Dude, he's on a different different
plan. Yeah, and he's at such a size where he can just
scale.
Yeah, he can scale. He's got many years to come.
You got TikTok?
I can't post anything. I gave up on it. And I when I got it, I was consuming so much time. I keep deleting it, reinstalling it, deleting
that
it.
Thing's time it. Suck.
Yeah,
that
dude, thing I'm sitting there like, what am I doing? I'm complaining I have enough time to get work done, but I'm just scrolling through TikTok, right?
Algorithm.
So I just deleted it, and then I would make content, 2 million views in 8 hours, deleted.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, dude. And it's like silly, like stuff, you know.
TikTok would delete it.
Yeah, so I'm just off.
That is
such a pussy ass app.
It's the so bad. Biggest joke. Yeah, I can't deal.
You
with
can't
it.
Post anything. Nothing. I mean, if they see like in the background, if it says shit on a sticker on the door, video's down.
I don't know.
Somehow there's still girls in thongs like twerking
all day.
I don't know where the Chinese, you know, cut up and chop and like decide what's good and what's not.
America, like. Keep it. They know what they're doing.
Dude, Schultz was the first one to like really dive into it, but something tells me that algorithm is just built to divide and conquer, bro.
It's demonic. Like, it's demonic. Yeah. There's demons in that place, man.
So are you watching anything on traditional TV or just solely family?
Dude, I can't even tell you the last show or movie I've watched. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I watched kids' movies, probably is what it is. I watched Aladdin. That's the last movie I watched, dude.
It's a good movie.
I'm telling you, I'm freaking boring, bro. Like, you guys would be like,
you're like borderline Amish at this point.
But also, I'm also 40, bro. I'm 39. So
dude,
like,
yeah, me too, bro. Yeah. Like, and I'm what are you doing, Mike? Andrew Tate in Croatia.
I messaged you not long ago.
So what are you doing, Mike?
About a year ago. And it's that famous quote.
Get yourself.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
It was something like, don't get so busy making a career that you forget to make a life.
Yeah, I remember that. And we had a conversation about it. Yeah, me and you, like I said earlier in the show, see eye to eye on a lot of stuff, I think, because that age thing is a major thing. It's easy to relate to and build relationships with people who are from the same time as you.
Yeah.
You know? As different as we are, you know, we were born into the same culture and the same kind of thing, so we get it the same way. But you are living a very different life than me.
Yeah, man.
I'm envious, to be honest.
Ah, stop it. You guys are killing it, man. It's weird to be on the number one podcast in the world, and that's not even your biggest thing. Dude.
Yeah.
Come here.
Oh, thanks, man.
Good job, bro. Seriously. Between you and your brother, there's this incredible proudness in my heart for you guys.
Thank you.
Like, it's like, I can't even explain it. Everything you guys do, it is pure joy in my heart, bro. When I see it, everything, I'm liking, I'm commenting.
Dude.
It's not even like anything but just solid love, bro. I'm so happy for you. I freaking miss your mom. Like, there's this weird like heart for you guys that I'm just so happy for you guys.
I appreciate, bro. We feel it. Trust me. Jake and I have the utmost respect for you. And I have to imagine it has something to do with that like Ohio thread.
Coming from nothing, I think there's relatability.
100%. The same way you did, you know, like the one thing we had was we were born at a right time, you know, in the right generation where we could have access to the internet. When I saw YouTube for the first time, a platform where you could share videos you made for all to see, at 10, something clicked in me. I said, this is it. This is it. This is the coolest thing ever. I can reach an infinite number of people if I just post and make good content, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And something about that being the catapult for everything I've ever wanted to do is so interesting. We are truly living in a time where I think anyone can do anything they want because of the internet.
Dude, there's no limit right now.
Right?
I have this hard conversation with people that are broke. There's never been a time to not be broke. Like, there is money everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's hard to be broke right now. Like, just do anything.
Do anything.
You've got to do it, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of addiction right now. You know, phones, games,
you know,
computers.
You know why it gets hard? If certain people are in situations that you can't unwire. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't capitalize at the right moment, that's when it can get difficult, right? Imagine you have a family, right? And you have, you know, your two jobs. Your wife has her job. You got to take care of the kids, make money, and you know the internet's there, but how can you make time for it? Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do, right?
Yeah,
there's a way.
People do it. They come home after work and the two jobs and it's 10 p.m. and they put the kids to bed and they get on a course.
Dude, I had one day to make a YouTube video a week for 3 years. That was my one day I did it.
And you know what, that's why you have that mentality, because you really did it and you made it happen. Even I was so surprised when you told me that you were editing your videos personally. Why did you do that?
I still up until last night had an editor, dude. I still edit my own videos.
Yes.
Why? Yes. I don't know, dude. It's this passion.
I edit all my videos.
It's this sick. It's this.
Do you feel like if you fucking give those keys to someone else, the quality is going to drop?
You know what it is? It's like when you start a company, nobody loves your company more than you, right? So look, I did just hire a guy. He edited for me last night. It was great going to bed knowing I wasn't editing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's another little piece of joy I find. I enjoy sitting back and cranking out a video.
But the time.
I know. I'm not good at allocating it. Yeah.
It is a lot of time. But also, like, the way I've always explained it to people is, they watch a video and they're like, dude, like, you were so funny in this. Like, it must have been so crazy to be in the moment. 50% to the actual acting, 50% to the edit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the timing, how much laughter you leave in, how quick a joke moves from one scene
it's
to
edited in
so
his
important, bro.
Comedic tone, yes. Yeah. which you could feel.
Yeah, of course.
But in my opinion, that's trainable. Because when you told me that, right, I was starting my vlog career and I tried to do the Roman Atwood. I tried to do the Casey Neistat because I was told you guys edited your videos.
It's a grind, dude.
Dog, 14 days in, I go, I don't know if I've ever been this miserable in my life.
No. For the record, Britt and I constantly talk about, how did we ever do it? Looking back, I don't know how we ever did it. I still to this day don't know how I did it.
It makes no sense.
It was a blessing, man. It was a gift. I really, truly believe it.
When you sit down with the fresh footage, that's the worst few minutes. Like when you have the full.
Just the list.
Yes. Yeah. I started playing with the idea of giving it to someone and having them just give me a chop and give back like the stuff that kills a lot of that mm-hmm. you know, stuff that's not the meat.
Yeah. The exhaustion was when I was still living your lifestyle. And I had to still have that video up every day, no matter what.
Oh, man.
There was no life, dude. It was just death.
Well, that's why I hired the editor. Hayden, yeah. On day 14, I found
British 14 Hayden. Days, 2 weeks.
14 days in.
That's not bad.
No, it was when I realized it's not sustainable, because the time that he spends editing, now I can do other stuff. Like it was a first sign of scaling. That YouTubers now are doing really well, right? And that, especially Beast. That's the one thing he's, and why I use the word commercialized is because he's found a way to create a semi-corporate, semi-professional structure that allows him to scale his media, which is interesting.
I will say I came from a time that it was frowned upon to have an editor, and it was frowned upon to have a cameraman. If you didn't hold that camera, it was highly frowned upon.
I remember.
So I had many years of that before people started shooting third person and having an editor. And when they had editors, they hit it. I remember that too. Yes.
I remember that too.
So I think it was just built into me to just do it. Get it
done.
Such
a weird thing to hide. No, your audience will get pissed. And they love to know that you're putting in the work for all of it.
It was, you hide your money at all times. Vloggers didn't even show their cars, their real cars, for a long time, right? Now it's super good. Now if you don't have a Lambo, dude, you ain't getting washed. Right? Things have flipped. So I do come from a different, a little bit earlier. And you just did it.
Oh, so I'm still so envious of both of you guys in that you were so comfortable holding the camera, because I didn't get comfortable until I got a camera guy, because I would be out in these public places and I would be that guy like, hey, yo guys, listen, here's what's going on today. I am at a cheeseburger stand. Who are you? Why are you doing that? That's so, but when I got a camera guy, I'm like, I'm reporting live. I felt like I was someone. You know what I'm saying?
I would just stare in that lens and I'd say there's a million people inside that lens.
Yeah.
And I would forget about everyone around me. I'm talking to a million people right now. Forget about the people laughing at me.
Yeah.
Because it's still awkward. Yes. Hold a camera in public, it's awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward. Yes. In fact, Influencers in the Wild is one of my favorite Instagram accounts.
I love it. Dude. Yeah. I want to be on it so bad. Every time Britt and I do something, I'm like, I hope somebody films it.
No, what, you want to be on it? I'll be honest with you, Roman, that's like my biggest fear. It's going to happen one
but
day.
But I'm in a point in my career where I just don't give a rip. I'm like, I want to be Roman and Britt and get caught on that site.
Oh, man.
I took a picture of him behind the scenes of him taking a picture for something one day. And he was like, never again.
Do not.
It was a very Influencers of the Wild. Like he was doing a prime thing and he was like this, like one of these. And I took a video. He goes, Never fucking again. Influencer in the wild bee. He used it as a verb. Don't you dare influence in the wild bee.
That's so funny. I love it.
No, because we're, you know, creators, influencers, we're going to weird lengths to get our content.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if you see a mo fucking TikToking in real life.
Oh, now that's different.
I see that all the time in Hollywood movies.
Those are more awkward than just bro, getting caught taking a photo on. Or something.
Yeah.
But bro, watching them is awkward. Not even the behind the scenes. I watch their actual videos and I go, why? Also, I gotta say this. Nothing cringes me more than these really off the, like you could tell these pranks are fake, but these people keep doing
that
it.
That's still yeah. going
like,
on.
I need something to happen to these people. They're like playing traffic. We got to figure this out, bro. That's their first step.
It's so bad.
The new trend, like especially with these, Facebook's still paying massively and these pranks are so badly done. Like they're to the point where they might as well just say, hey, this is fake at the beginning.
100%.
But nobody gives a rip. 300 million views on these videos.
And they're not just kids. I mean, some of these people are our age, Roman. And they're like, I can't believe he woke her up by pouring that water on her. Like, bro, are you fucking stupid? My first thought is like, yo, this person gets to go vote in the next primary. Fuck. Like, I'm with you, bro. No offense.
Painful,
I bring this up bro, all the time. Painful. No offense. I love you. Lance Sutton. How the fuck is this still happening? How the fuck is this still happening?
You leave bro, Lance alone.
I love Lance.
No, you so, motherfucker.
Yes, I love Lance but alone. God, how, bro? There's so many outlets out there. And I go on TikTok and I'm just like, dude, it's not real. Yeah. It's so obvious.
It's painfully
Does it
obvious.
Break your heart?
No. No,
you're a man of real pranks.
No, I think that like I'm happy that people are killing it no matter what. Like who cares if
like I do. I just said it.
I know.
I care very much.
But we're older, man. These kids don't care. Like at a point, it's entertainment, right? Like,
but who's getting entertained by this?
I know. I see 300 million people.
The 300 million people can be sharpening their knives like I am. Like when I see this guy,
I'm with you, George. I'm with you like 100% on this one. No devil's advocate. I'm with you.
Do you ever see a guy that you know is going to do this shit, but you'll watch it and you'll just watch it because it pisses you off?
No. So the last prank I uploaded was with you. That's the last prank I made.
What?
Did you know about that?
No.
Why you got pranked so hard? You don't even know.
You got pranked.
I assumed.
Which one was it?
When I drove you through that wall in the Beamer.
You didn't know. Got me.
I still today don't know if you know.
Wait, that was the last prank ever?
Last prank
I'm uploaded. Honored.
Yeah, dude.
And also, you got
For
me.
For real.
For real.
I assumed. Well, I thought you didn't know, but I assume maybe because our manager's kind of connected.
I wasn't thinking about it at all.
I thought maybe he's like, hey, Roman's gonna.
Do you remember this?
Like an I-8, right?
He's like, I just got a BMW I-8. I'll pick you up and take a spin. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, so
drove me through a fucking wall.
Cardboard boxes on the other side, right?
So that was the last prank I posted.
Wow.
And to this day, a lot of pranks that I did like that, I don't know if the person knew or not, but I just filmed it. We did it.
I didn't know.
They were real pranks, man. That's just, it's just, because, final note on it. I retract my statement to Lance 210. I'm not mad at Lance. Here's who I'm mad at.
The
people who, yes, they
you guys are ruthless.
No.
I love the
it's
Brothers.
The audience. It's the audience, bro. It's the people that how could you not know?
I just don't think
people they're young. Care. They're young kids.
I don't think people care. I think when we were in our prime, even in our prime with pranks, what made our pranks so freaking viral and not a lot of people realize was whether it was real or fake. That's what was making it go viral. Uh-huh. That's what was making people share. Is this real or fake?
No, the but news that's what I'm saying.
Is it real or is it fake? Why would I ever say it? It's getting so many views, dude. If it was 100% fake or real, I wouldn't say Vice. I wouldn't say either one because I loved the thriving numbers of is it real or fake?
Yeah.
But now it's just fake.
Yeah, but
it's just fake.
Well, it's 2022. If I see another gold digging prank,
oh my God,
I'm hitting you with a Lamborghini.
There's some good ones, though. There's some good ones.
Georgie,
like, obviously.
Oh, you don't want to date me now? Oh, no. You have a boyfriend. Get out of here. No, I just thought it meant we can't go. Can we get
beep, beep. See you later.
And we did the first ever version of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Insane. I didn't know that was one of your
No.
You started that. We were the first one, bro.
Okay, great.
With Vitaly, the gold digger prank. Yes. We were the first gold
digger. But done right. Did you ask actual people? Like, did you do it the right way or were they casted?
I'm pretty sure that one was cast.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I have to run to the bathroom really quick. It's been good having you on, but
fuck. Hey, we made him look real.
All right, okay, you got
it. I know you have to pee, though.
I don't. Logan actually said I'll
we're not allowed to
if
anymore.
I actually
no, literally he did.
No, bro, we'll start podcasts, and 20 minutes in, they'll have to go pee.
Not like, that. I've never walked off a podcast for anything other than an anxiety attack.
I'm guilty.
Don't fucking give me. I pee after the show.
I'm guilty of peeing a lot, dude. But I'm old. I'm an old man, dude.
Come on, guys.
They just did one of these.
He knows what's up, dude. We're old.
Do your knees hurt, too?
They do.
Ice cold on the knees.
So what's next, man? What's next? Let me run the show now. What's next?
That's the question. That's the question. Jake's fight got canceled. That was going to be the next thing.
I had floor tickets for that.
Oh, my God.
I got tickets. Jake texted me the next day and said, hey, I can get you tickets.
Wow, that's crazy. Dog, tickets is like.
Anything you two do, I feel terrible texting you at any time. I've wanted to text you guys 100,000 times. Like that. I never text you guys.
Usually just text me instead.
I try to text Mike. I don't want to bother anybody.
Stop, no, bro. Come on.
But when it comes to an event, I really don't want to bother
you. Just with tickets, usually, like for my fights and for Jake's fights in general, tickets, I don't fucking deal with. Because I just, it's too much logistics, which I don't do anyways, right? Yeah. I just always don't do. So if he texts you, bro, we got love for you, man. Yeah. Like, for
your
real.
Girl, you were like, hey, this is my girl, WWE. She's going to take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, $4,000. I was like, all right. But we were supposed to get the free chairs, man. We forgot.
Someone in the lobby, took a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had to wait till the end. So. My kids fell apart, dude. We left early. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We couldn't see anything. Nothing. Dude, my little girl's this big, bro. I'm like trying to hold her up. They're like, sit down.
Yeah, I'm lucky I was the second match. I was excited about that.
Yeah, we got there right before you, so it's perfect. Yeah. I got a dope shot of you, dude.
I reposted it. We loved it. My mom goes, that's a nice photo.
I'm like,
Roman took that one. yeah, man, I don't know. You know, more WWE, more building. I want to fight again.
Good.
Yeah, I want to do a boxing fight. I got to get a win, Roman.
As well as you should.
Yeah.
The next one has to be a win.
Yeah, I'm 0-1.
So why don't you just fight non-boxers?
No. I can fight whoever. I think as long as they'll sell, you know.
Your goal with 0-1 now?
I'm 0-1. I realized it. What do you think I am?
You realized it. We realized you're not 0-1.
What am
I? We're in the crowd.
What am I?
For all your losses, you're like 0-6.
No. I think you just keep.
Do you have any idea how embarrassing it is to dress up nice for you, and then you go and do that in the ring? I'm showing up in sweatpants.
Let me tell you
fight.
Something,
bro. I'm flying to other countries to support him, and for what?
He bought a freaking copter to come to you.
And what is a copter?
Helicopter. Yeah, he tried to get me there, huh?
Well, you try to combine chopper and helicopter.
I do that all the time. Register to the chopper. I get to the point.
No, dog, how dare you? I have one professional fight. Do you know that?
I have one professional. You have one loss, bro. That's how we see it.
I don't know.
People don't walk up to us and be like, dude, your friend has one professional fight. They go, dude, what the fuck, man?
No,
start using his right hand.
I don't. It's not that I lose. I just don't win.
And the audacity to do that in WWE where you're like, whoosh, whoosh, and then Milt's like, finally. I go, relax, Milt.
I think you just keep fighting these A-list celebrities and keeping your name at the top of the charts. Dude.
Oh, he's trying to fight you, bro.
Yeah.
I said A-list.
I think you're A-list.
A-list.
You know, one of the creator people reached out to me to fight.
Oh, I've avoided all
they
of those.
They forgot how old I was for a second.
I started doing like gym stuff and it was immediately like, do you want to box?
No.
No?
Not at all. Yeah. In fact, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really in me, but I it's fun to go and see. I like watching you lose, dude. You got the next one. Or you just keep fighting celebrities, dude.
No, I do have the next
call
one.
Call out like
you know why?
Brad Pitt or something.
I have too much momentum right now. And truthfully, surviving 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather does something to your mental.
Yeah, well,
like,
no,
like come on, bro. Like this is and KSI is not like like that guy can fucking fight.
But I see like Jake and KSI is obviously building something right now, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a super fight.
Yeah, but I see it coming.
For sure.
Yeah.
Avenging the brother. It's kind of like Dragon Ball Z when Vegeta comes in and like Goku's on the ground.
Little brother's gonna come save you, bro.
He has to. I saved myself with Prime, but he's gonna
attempt to get that win for the family.
Is that a win? Is that a still win for Prime though? Which is more important, Logan?
Yeah, Doug. I mean,
which is more important?
I told JJ this at dinner because we talked about it when they were in LA, and it is going to be a sensitive time for me, to be honest with you. Jokes aside, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to go with blood.
Can you sponsor Jake's shorts with Prime?
Probably not.
That'd be so funny. He knocks him out and then drinks Prime. Right.
Prime wins.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
You need Prime to win no matter what.
And it will. And it will. Yeah, I'll make sure of it. But that's gonna be a really difficult time in my life when KSI fights Jake. And again, I feel good that I told JJ because they asked me, they're like, "Which side are you gonna sit on?" I go, "Bro, you know I love you, but I have to go with my blood.
There's no way.
Yeah. He's my brother. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I will say it's going to be a bit hands off when it comes to the chatter. I'm going to stay out of it. I just don't.
You're
going
to try.
Can I ask?
I'm going to stay out. I don't.
Does a part of you want your brother to lose so that way you guys could lose together? Is a part of you
like there a part has of you
so that
weird...
way like deep down in your soul he gets his ass kicked? You're like, no.
He beat me too, bro.
No, he beat me too, bro.
You're a real sick fuck. Hey,
dude, I would if my baby brother was getting his ass whipped. Like, dude, I told you, let's go home. I got the great ice pack for you, man. I know exactly where to put it.
By the way, Prime's killing.
It's funny, you know, if Jake wins, you know, my family name has that much more strength to it. If JJ wins, Prime goes up $1 billion in valuation.
Yeah, you win either way. Dude, you can't lose. I don't understand.
He set it up this way, dude.
It's a perfect storm, dude.
They're both ruthless, bro. Those two are ruthless shit talkers and fighters. Like, that's gonna be a shit talking bloodbath,
you know,
dude.
which makes all these fights, anybody that's not talking crap, boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Jake kills it.
He's a real life villain. Yeah,
he pulls the numbers, he's the man.
Yep.
He's unbeaten.
Yeah,
good for him, man.
He's the problem child.
We're rooting.
All right, well, dude, that's all I got.
Love it.
I love you, Roman.
Love you, brother.
Thank you for coming on the
Keep it up.
Podcast, bro.
I'll see you in presidency one day, I have a feeling.
I think I might make a run for it when I have some wisdom, some real wisdom, some experience. And most importantly, if I genuinely feel like I can do good for this country in a really significant way, which I think I can, because I'm a simple guy and I attack problems from the roots.
Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
I love that movie.
If you became president after being a pro wrestler,
I would replace
with
every
your Brondo. Dude, ridiculous. I'm telling you.
I swear to God, I would replace every source of water on this planet with Prime.
It's what plants crave.
It has electrolytes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Roman Atwood, we love you.
Thank you, guys.
Finally, we have him. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.